Hey, this is Maverick with Slagger82. Goose is on assignment, so it's just me today. I just wanted to touch base with you all. You know, it's been a little bit since we released an episode on our podcast. Still a lot of shit going on, as you all know. You know, with this virus and everything else. Goose and I disagree on some things when it comes to the way the president has been handling this situation with the virus. Now, don't get me wrong. Both of us are true, and it's documented from the beginning, Trump supporters. Me, I just happen to be a little more vocal when it comes to these things. I don't have a problem calling somebody out when something's not right. So let me say this. I get that the numbers are increasing in certain states because of extra testing. I get it. I concede that. But you're not going to convince me that all the numbers are up because of testing. That's just impossible. You know, we have some insiders inside the hospitals that are giving us information which are showing us that the hospital ICUs are full, that the hospitals just can't handle all the people that are coming in. I mean, look at Florida. 10,000 new cases a day. I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, there's something going on. Same with Texas. Same with Georgia. Same with Arizona. I mean, you know, there's a lot going on. You can't tell me that these numbers are rising because of just more testing. Again, I said, you know, I agree some of it is, but not everything. You know, So, yes, I'm critical on Trump when it comes to these things because I think he could be doing a better job. Now, this is my opinion. You guys can have whatever opinion you want. This is my opinion. And those of you who have been listening to me and Goose for all this time, you know that I have an opinion. I voice it. You know, I'll say it. Whether it makes me popular or not, that I don't care. You know, as far as the mask mandates that states are putting on, you know, I could go either way with those. Me personally and my family personally, excuse me, I wear a mask everywhere we go. You know, I mean, that's my preference for my family. I know Goose does the same thing. Goose and his family wear masks wherever they go. Do I agree with the stores mandating masks in the stores? Yeah, you know, I mean, at this point, what do we have to lose? We need to get this virus under control and the spread under control. Now I know some of you are going, oh, it's not as bad. The flu's worse than this. But it's not. If you think about it, it's not. The flu, you know when somebody has the flu. When you have this thing, you don't know. I mean, some people are no symptoms at all. So you don't know what they have and what they don't have. You don't know if the person next to you is infected or not. You know, and we just need to do whatever we have to curb this thing. Do I think we need to shut everything down again? Probably not. No, I'm not for that. I think we can do other little things like wearing masks. You know, Walmart and Target and Publix and all these other stores that are enforcing that rule now where you can't go in without one. I applaud them, you know, because I was out the other day, you know, with my mask on and an aisle over from where I was. I hear somebody hacking up a friggin' lung. I mean, if you're that bad, stay the hell home. There's absolutely no fucking reason for you to be out infecting other people Now, mind you, I don't know. It may not have been corona related. But you don't know. That's the problem, is you don't know. And if you're sick, stay home. You know, why risk it? Why risk infecting somebody else? Just stay home until you feel better. I'm sure you can get somebody else to help you and do things and get things that you need from the store and all that shit. So, you know, with the protests and the riots that are still happening, you know, Portland's still out of freaking control. Trump sent in the federal people, police, I guess you want to call them. the ones that are picking up people off the streets. Unmarked cars and unmarked uniforms. Trying to get this Antifa under control. Do I agree with it? I say it has to be done. You know, whatever needs to be done to curb the violence that these guys are creating all over. I mean, it's just getting out of control with the riots and you know, every day you see new videos of people being beat up, ganged upon and beat up, and it happens to be black on white. You know, we have a terrible division in this country. This division, I believe, is worse than it was back in the 50s and the 60s. You know, when you had all the, oh, you know, whites only or black, you know, it couldn't go somewhere. I think we are worse than that. I believe, in my opinion, again, I'm going to say in my opinion because I know some of you have your own opinions. I believe Obama started all this stuff. He started the hatred of police. He started the division in this country between race. It's just gotten worse. You know, and it makes you sick to see the crap going on in this country. This country is just, we're in a downward spiral. And if we don't do something to get us out of this spiral, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, Goose is convinced that we're going to have civil war in this country. And I know, and I hear a lot of people say, oh yeah, we need civil war. But you don't want that. You do not want something like that to break out in this country. Because all you who say, yeah, I'm ready for it, you're not going to be ready for that. War is not something you want to be in. You know, I can't say from time to time, I don't say, oh yeah, we need something to wake this country up. You know, this country has just fallen. It's, you know, and I don't know what's going to bring it back. You know, I think the other countries are looking at us and just waiting. You know, our countries that hate the United States are just sitting back and watching us destroy ourselves from within. And then once we're down, they're going to come in and invade us. Everybody's, oh, that's not going to happen, but you'll see. China, Russia, North Korea, Iran, you're going to see. They know we're down with all the crap that's going on in this country. Between the virus and the protests and the riots and the everything, you know, you're going to see, you know, the calls for defunding of the police. That is the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life. You know, the people calling for defunding the police will be the first ones to fucking call the police when they're being robbed or they need help. So it's such bullshit that we're calling to defund the police. Or in Seattle, I think it is, they're saying they're recommending firing all the white cops. I mean, is that, what the hell is that? I mean, that is such total bullshit. That's the state that this country's in, and it's a shame. This is a great country, but we are allowing it to be destroyed from within. And I don't know what's going to fix it. I mean, I don't know if we're too far gone or what. I mean, it's just, it's amazing that we have allowed it to get to this point. I don't know what things we have to do to get us back on track. All I can tell you is that you need to be prepared for anything. you know. And when I say prepared, you've heard me and Goose talk over the years about this. You know, making sure you have food, making sure you have water, making sure you have ammunition. Your guns are working order, cleaned. You know, these are all things that if the shit hits the fan, you're going to need. You're also going to need an escape route. If you're in places where, you know, you're pretty much trapped, you got to figure out a way. And I tell, and Goose will tell you the same thing. It comes down to it. You got to do whatever you have to do to protect your family and keep them safe. If that means moving from the state you're in now and going somewhere else where you're safer, then do it. This is the time, because we're running out of time when it comes to this. I truly believe we're on the breaking point. And once we tip over, there's no coming back. It's going to be chaos everywhere. And you're going to not want to be in cities now. I mean, you don't even want to be in the cities now. I mean, because of all the crap that's going on in these cities everywhere. You're better off moving out in the suburbs or country, if you want to call it, area. Just because at least you can make your stand better there. And remember, you can't do it by yourself. You should be getting with your friends and brothers or whatever. And those of you who've been in the military, you know this, that you're better in numbers. You know, I mean, if you're by yourself thinking, oh, I can do it, I got my gun. And when there's a huge mob trying to break in your house, you're only going to be able to get so many before they get you, because you're by yourself. And then what are you going to do? You need to be prepared. You need to make sure that you have everything in place that you need to keep your family safe. And if that means teaming up with other people, that's what you need to do. You can't be, there's no time for Mr. Macho and acting like you can do anything by yourself. You know, that's, again, these are my opinions. I don't want emails and stuff. Oh, Maverick, you know, why do you say these things? Oh, Maverick, you're talking about the president. And, you know, I don't want any of that stuff. We're all big enough here where we can have our own opinions. And we can differ on our opinions. It doesn't mean either side is wrong. You know, do I think that Biden should be president? Hell fucking no. Bullshit on that one. We're already bad off. If the Democrats take over this country, you might as well kiss your ass goodbye, because that'll be the beginning of the end for this country. Because they will come for your guns. They will come for anybody who's against them. And anybody listening to us, it falls into that category. You know, I think Trump's got a tough battle ahead of him. You know, do I think he's going to lose? No, I don't think, but I don't think it's going to be as easy as it was the first time around. You know, they're pulling out all the stops to stop him from being reelected. No matter what, they're going to pull every trick they have to try to get this election to go their way. And we as Republicans or conservatives or independents or whatever category you fall into, you need to get your ass out there and vote. Because if you don't, and you sit back and you say, well, you know, other people will vote for him, so I don't have to worry about it. And if we lose, then you know what? You only have yourself to blame for what comes next. Well, I think that's about it for today. I just wanted to get some of that off my chest. I've been sitting here and thinking about all this stuff, and when I see these videos and all this crap going on, It aggravates the shit out of me. But we need to stay strong. The Patriot community, we need to stay strong and be ready for whatever comes our way. All right. That's it for me. Slacker 82, I'm out of here.